Hey guys, my loyal listeners, I say as if I have anyone other than my handful of friends who subscribe to my podcast. Are any of you actually subscribed? I don't really know how this works. I do know that someone named Amy favorited my podcast, and I do not have a friend by that name. So Amy girl, if you're listening, love you. I'm sorry that I've been away, if anyone noticed. Okay, so did any of you watch One Tree Hill? It's like one of my favorite shows ever. Made me who I am. I suggest watching it. The first season kind of sucks, but whatever. So at one point, Peyton Sawyer like goes through this thing. Like she goes through a lot of things, and her dad's like, maybe you need to talk to somebody. And she's like, I'm not going to go to therapy. I'm going to make a podcast. And I'm going to talk to all these strangers. This girl's 17 and just has a podcast where she just talks about, like, her birth mom who's returned. I'm sorry for the spoilers. And, like, Pete Wentz, like, tunes in and he, like, falls in love with her. Pete Wentz is from Fall Out Boy, if no one got that reference. But, yeah. So maybe Pete Wentz will fall in love with me. But for 5 minutes, this podcast is people listened to that. Like, I want to talk about that. It was just this, like, teenage girl in her room with no topics, just talking about her life problems, and she had listeners. Okay, but she didn't interview people, nothing. She didn't do stand-up. Like, she didn't, like, she was just a pretty cheerleader who listened to punk rock, and she had a whole-ass podcast. Okay, I don't know why I'm so mad about this. But whatever. So for 5 minutes, that's what we're going to do. Because I did recently get in contact with the people I was supposed to be going to for therapy and medicine. And I am going to have a counseling session next week over the phone. Because the depression has been really hard, you guys. So that's why I haven't really been doing stuff. I'm going to talk about this just like a little bit. Like, I'm not going to go into details. But, so I don't really know what it was. I feel like I didn't like a certain episode that I put up and I tried to delete it and, like, I couldn't. And I don't know. I just have a lot. I have a lot of anxiety and I'm very hard on myself. And I feel like, especially with social media, it's so easy for, like, people to take things the wrong way and, like, get mad at you. And especially in comedy, I've had people not like my jokes before. I've said things that people disagree with. And, like, you see so much backlash towards comedians that I just started becoming very afraid of that happening to me, which is crazy because I'm a nobody. And, like, who's gonna, I don't even know how people would comment on my podcast and be like, I don't like what you said here, or you're dumb, or you're stupid. Anyhow, so I started feeling really insecure. And I got into a fight on social media. And it started over something very, it was with this person I go to school with. Kind of fucking hate her. If you're listening, like, you're just a terrible, terrible fucking human being. Anyhow, you know who you are. And it started over, like, something topical, and it became very personal and very direct. And then it just kind of, I deleted social media, like, a few times because of it. And I also got into a fight with my best friend. Well, she's not my best friend anymore. It's kind of awkward. But I was already in, like, a state of, like, not really liking myself. And that kind of just drove me further into feeling, like, especially because it was someone I was so close to, kind of for a while I had this anxiety that, like, all my friends kind of didn't like me. And it's just something that I've been struggling with a lot. I do want to talk about this today because it's the end of, this is allegedly Mental Health Awareness Month, but apparently it's also Sexual Assault Awareness Month. Apparently it is also Lupus Awareness Month, but I looked into it, and just because this is like Health Observation Month, I feel like there's not enough months for all the things that we've got going on, you know? I think we need like a day where we're aware of everything, or maybe each thing has its own day, but there's definitely not enough for that. It's crazy. I think the reason that even though May is supposed to be dedicated to all these other, like, terrible causes, or maybe great causes, I don't know, depends on how you look at things, I guess, but mental health and sexual assault are the ones I feel like I see the most about on social media, and I think it's because they're the two that we know, like, we're not really gonna fucking do anything about. Like, it's a nice hashtag, but there's really no foreseeable change. And, like, I think people kind of resonate with that, because most of us, like, we want a change, but we don't want to have to actually do anything about it. And those are two things that no matter how much we try, like, they will literally always be issues in our society. But, like, we shared the hashtag. Now I feel good about ourselves. But anyhow, back to this. I feel like, I don't know, it's, I don't even know if I would say quarantine's making my depression worse, because my depression is just, and my anxiety, they're always bad. And it's like, I feel like I'm at the same level. It's just a new thing causing it, because I work and I go to school and I do comedy, and that's a lot. And like, I'll be like, oh my God, I have no free time. My brain can't function. I feel like I'm failing all the time. And now I have all this free time, and it's like, I'm lonely. I'm this, I'm that. And I just feel kind of like, I do feel like these aren't circumstances that most humans can exist in. So I feel like it could be affecting a lot of people. A lot of people seem to not be doing well, because this is a very scary time. It's particularly a very scary, that sounded so bad. I was about to say it's particularly a very scary time for me. I was literally about to make this whole global pandemic about myself. Do you guys see? I don't know. Maybe I don't want to like over assume here, but I've noticed, like, when I was 14, I was already like kind of crazy, but my dad also died then, and so I had to go into intensive therapy, and I just got really fucking into talking about myself. And I wouldn't say I'm selfish, but I'm definitely self-absorbed, and I don't know if that's just a trait among all crazy people, but maybe it is. Anyhow, The particular reasons I am so, no, that sounds bad too. I'm also worried about people dying, but am I? I am. That'll totally get me canceled. Nope, if I said that I wasn't. I am. I don't want people to die. I am very, for my own sake though, in regards to my personal life, I am very concerned about what this means for my next year at school and when I'm going to be able to do comedy again, which, yes, saying out loud sounds very trivial, but these are big things in my life. And being that I suffer with depression and bipolar disorder, I've attempted suicide multiple times. These are the things that I kind of continue to live for. And it is very scary for me to think about how long I will have to go without them. Not saying that that's better or worse, then I don't know why I feel the need to over explain. I just feel like right now people are so at odds with each other about, like, if you want to reopen or if you want to get your job back, like, you're being selfish, you're not thinking about all these other people who are risking this, that, and the other thing. And I just feel like we all have a lot going on. Like, this is affecting all of us, because we're all being told to stay home. We're all being told to this. Not realistically, not everyone is going to get the virus. And all of us are still being asked to sacrifice. And I'm not saying that's wrong, but it is affecting all of us. And it's affecting different aspects of our lives. And a lot of us are losing out on a lot of things that we worked for, that we looked forward to. And a lot of us, even when this lockdown is lifted, we aren't going to have jobs to go back to. And that is very scary. And it is just a very scary time. And there's just a lot more going on than just the virus, you know? And that's just something that I've been dealing with a lot. And I really did not plan on going into all that. Like, this just happened. I guess this has just been on my mind so much. But anyhow, back to what I was originally saying with me not wanting to podcast, not wanting to put up content. I do have interviews that have just been sitting on my phone that, like, I didn't have the energy to edit, or I was just too scared to be putting myself out there because I wasn't feeling good about myself. And I feel like that's the thing about comedy, is anyone who gets into comedy, we all want to be liked. All of us. You can't tell me that you aren't a people pleaser, that you don't want to fit in, like, on some level. Like, you are dedicating your life to getting up on stage multiple times a night and trying to get strangers to laugh. We are all attention whores, every single one of us. But the other thing about comedy is that it kind of teaches you have to be okay with the fact that people aren't going to like you. And that's just how it is. Like, you're always going to bomb. Not every night, but you're always going to have, like, like, bombing is just never going to go away. It's always going to be, there's always going to be people who don't like your jokes, who don't think you're funny, who get offended. There will be people who hate you. If you get big, there might even be more people who hate you than like you, you know, but there might be just enough people to like you. And it's just, it's crazy. But that was something, I do think it comedy kind of has helped me with that. Like, it, I do need to improve a little bit, but it's kind of taught me just, no matter what, like, you just won't be good enough for some people, and you just need to accept that. Because I could do the same set that I've done a million times exactly the same way, like, and for, like, in the same week to two different crowds, and they could have totally different reactions to it. And it doesn't mean that, like, I'm not good, that I didn't work hard, that it's not funny. Maybe sometimes it's not funny. Sometimes it's not the audience. Sometimes it is me. And, like, you just kind of have to learn to desensitize a little bit and realize it doesn't have to do with your worth as a person, and just learn from it. So that is one good thing I have taken from this, and I guess I need to learn to keep taking it, because I can't let it get in the way of me doing the only thing close to stand up right now, which is this. This is all I really have. And yeah, it's crazy that I haven't been just talking to my phone and putting it on my Instagram story, but my friend gave me a tarot reading yesterday, and I feel like with her, to be fair, she does know me very well, so that could have factored into it, but I feel like this was a really good one, and I'm not a big believer in those, but this one really resonated with me, and it was talking about how I need to channel my creative chakra more, and I took that to mean that I need to be, and that, like, I need to be putting myself out there more, and I took that to mean that I need to be doing this. Okay, so what did I originally want to talk about? I already talked about Mental Health Awareness Month. Maybe I just want to raffle. I feel like that's not the word. Shoot off all the things that I just think about that I've just been observing, because all I have to do during this time period is just watch Netflix, go on my phone, see things that piss me off, and just think of all my thoughts about them. Yeah, okay. So I'm a big Netflix binger, I must say. And something I've noticed, this is something I talk about a lot. I put it on my story. I used to put these rants on all my stories where I would just, like, rant about specific topics. And this was the first one I ever did. And it got, like, a pretty, like, I don't want to say huge, but, like, a pretty huge, I don't want to say huge, but pretty huge response. And that was how I originally got the idea to do a podcast. And this is about how I feel like the media normalizes toxic relationships. And I've been talking about this a lot with my friends, and it really, really fucking bothers me, because I see memes all the time or posts where they're like, it's the worst people for you who you have the best sex with. And I'm like, I assure you, that is not the case. It's not. It is just, okay. I was in an abusive relationship, and let me tell you, I hated having sex with him. Hated it. Like, hated it. It got to the point, because it was, like, long distance for a period, because I was living at school, and any time I came home, I pretended to be on my period, which is another level of unhealthy. I shouldn't have to come up with excuses to say no to sex, but I never wanted to be touched by this guy, because when a person is toxic, they're usually not the most giving, and so they're normally a pretty selfish fucking arrogant person, and that carries over into sex. Do you think someone who, like, is lying to you and cheating on you is just also gonna give, like, amazing head and make you have 9 orgasms? No, because they don't care. Why would they? They don't have to. Like, if you're willing to stick around through all this shit, they know that they have you, and they don't have to be good at sex. There's no motive for it. And they don't care about you. They don't care about you having a good time. So that is just something that bothers me. And even if that was the case, even if this person who treats you really bad, it's been proven that you don't get along is really amazing at sex. Not the case for me. But, like, that's not a good enough reason. And I really want everyone to know that that is not why people stay in bad relationships. It's absolutely not. People stay in bad relationships because of how they feel about themselves. That is always going to be the number one factor, no matter how you look at it. If you love, and people tell themselves a lot it's because they love the other person, but it usually really comes down to the fact that they do not love themselves. And I'm still holding out for this to happen someday, but I feel like if I ever met someone who was really nice to me and really considerate, I assume that that sex would be way better because it would be with someone who actually wants to, like, satisfy me. I don't know. And I just, but it does make me curious because I feel like I see memes like that a lot. Maybe these girls haven't, or other people, I feel like it's usually posted by girls. Maybe these people haven't had good sex yet and they think that this is what's good, or they're tricking themselves and thinking it's good. I think a lot of men, though, are starting to take that too seriously. Like, they really believe that if they just have this bomb dick, they can treat women however they want. Because I dated a guy who certainly thought that, and it wasn't the case. Nah, I don't want to, like, hunt him down and tell him years later, hey, your dick sucked. Because, like, I don't know, maybe it didn't. Maybe other people really did enjoy it. I personally didn't because another reason, I know that this is false. If you are a woman, most of the time, your body will not let you relax enough to have sex with someone who is bad for you. It is scientific. Sometimes your vagina, like, it involuntarily tightens or retracts or won't get wet enough because of what your mind is telling you. So if you're in a truly shitty ass relationship, you're not going to come with this guy. It's not going to happen because your brain isn't going to let you do it. So stop. Stop, everybody. Stop. It's insulting to see people demean the pain and struggle that go along with crazy relationships by saying that the reason people stick it out is just for the good sex. There are so many other factors, and people need to know that, don't romanticize the dick is my new life motto. Don't let these people think that they have some superpower. They have something that only they can give you, because that's an abusive ass mindset. Oh my God. I am shattering ceilings right now. Wow, it's all making so much sense. I am blowing my own mind. Okay, what else do I fucking hate about the media? Because the media is all I fucking have right now. And I want to talk about how I feel like it's, like, tearing the country apart or fear-mongering or blah, 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 blah. No. No, 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 no. I want to talk, yes, I'm on my feminist soapbox right now. But okay, I've been trying to lose weight. I have been losing weight, lost 16 pounds, but it's hard. It's hard because when I was 12, I started starving myself, and then that led to making myself throw up, abusing diet pills, and I went through cycles of that, like, my whole life, and it's made my weight fluctuate a lot, and I don't really know if I feel comfortable calling it an eating disorder. I think it's something I do, because it's very normalized. First of all, I know tons of girls who've gone through this. When I was in high school, I felt like every girl was involved with some sort of self-harm. Most of the women I know have done this, some form of this. And it is just kind of, in a way, it's become very normalized fad dieting too, like just cleansing this, that, and the other thing. And I don't know, I think that for me, it's been very addictive and something that I haven't been able to stop because I am mentally ill on top of it, but whatever. So it's hard for me to even just stick to, like, a healthy eating and workout regimen because I am a sick person. I mean, I don't know if it's, maybe I shouldn't call myself sick, but I would say I'm sick. I'm not well. And it's hard for me to not become obsessive about it. And it's hard for me not get mad at myself or hurt myself or lash out at myself. And so it's challenging. And I fall very deep into the rabbit hole because when I've been on Instagram since I was 14, Facebook since, like, 8th grade. That's average, maybe a little later. But my generation, the point is that we've grown up with social media, and girls our age constantly, for years, for half of our life now, have seen, I don't even know how many more times, the amount of just images of women's bodies thrown in our face, like every second of every day, pretty much, that generations before us never had to deal with, you know? And it's just, it's been proven that eating disorders are on the rise, and just depression in young girls and suicide. And it is just crazy, because knowing all of this, all this information, we are in 2020, and still, I promise you, if you look up, because this is what I've been doing, because I've been trying to set an ideal goal weight, and I know this is not healthy, but if you look up the height and weight of any female celebrity, pretty much like any of them, you get Demi Lovato, Kendall Jenner, no matter what her physique is, Google will tell you that girl weighs 125 pounds. All of them, every single one, somewhere in that range at least. Like, that at one point got set as the ideal weight for women, and it has not changed. That is what we still try to force on young girls. There's articles for how to eat like, train like, any single celebrity female with a nice body. Like, we're just told that we are supposed to look like this, and if we don't have this, then there's a surgery for that, and there's this, and there's that, and there's all these products that are shoved down our throat, that are endorsed by these supermodels who all are professional chefs. Oh, it's, God, it's insane. And what I also hate was then they try to start the curvy movement. So now, it'll just be any single, like, clothing line will have this gorgeous girl who just happens to be thick, probably slim thick, and then this other very traditional skinny girl wearing some swimsuit that I would not look like either one of them if I wore. And then there will be some other girl with fake titties in big, round, perfect fake titties in some strapless, braless outfit. And I really wish that they would put that as a disclaimer on their clothing ads. Like, you need the boob job to go with this outfit, because it will not look like this on you. And it's just so frustrating. And I know this seems like, why am I talking about this? But it's just, it's hard. This is what I've been noticing a lot just the past 2 months, because there isn't really anything to shut it out. Like, we have nothing to do but be on our phones. And I'm just, if it's hard on me, like, at 22, like, imagine what it's like on, like, the 14-year-olds, just, like, looking at all this stuff, and just, it is so fucking crazy. Like, I just want people to, when they talk about representation or being inclusive, just actually be representative of fucking actual human beings. Like, have people who look average model your fucking clothes, you know? It doesn't just have to be two extremes of beauty that are still fucking beautiful. And also, that's another issue. That's another issue right there. So I'm like a very big poster of my body. Poster. Like, not like a poster. Like, not something you hang in your wall. Like, I am a person who posts quite a bit. I post my body a lot. And that's something I've been doing more within the last couple years. Because, like, I feel like, I don't know, I told myself that I was trying to feel more positive about my body because I was always insecure about it. But I was watching BoJack Horseman the other day, again, binging Netflix. And she mentioned, one of the characters mentioned how, I'm trying to get the wording right, but basically when we do that, are we telling ourselves that we're telling ourselves that we're being, like, self-liberating, but are we actually just trying to make ourselves feel better to cater to the male gaze? And I don't know why I had never heard that before, or why that felt so profound to me. And I don't know if I agree with that or if it's right. And again, like, I don't know if there really is necessarily a one-size-fits-all to feminism. If there is, like, one solution, I think it's all very, very complicated. But something else, that's what I'm trying to say, is that I don't think there should be this much emphasis on women's bodies. Yes, we should be proud of how we look no matter what, but why is that so important? You know, why is how we look such a stressed thing? You know, why does there have to be an idea of beauty? Why does beauty have to be such a big fucking deal? You know, I just, okay. So those were my rants for this evening. It does feel very good to be back. I don't know what the fuck I am titling this episode. I'm just going to post it though, because I don't care what people think. This is my platform. I am talking. I stand by what I said. At least I think I do. And if I change my mind, I will apologize for it. Because I am a flexible person. All right. I'm actually going to go interview a very funny friend of mine. And you guys are going to love her. And thank you, whoever still listens to this. I appreciate and love all of you. Wear your masks. Stay healthy. Okay. Love you guys. I know I said that already, but I do.